I was born in Gary, Indiana, among the steel mill people. Well, I think my parents loved the arts, and when we didn't have a lot of money, one night a week, we would open the doors to the neighbors. My mother would play the piano and sing, and my father would fiddle, and I would do my gypsy dances. And I went over the border to Chicago for my major career, but I've lived in Indiana. You know, I never thought about a big successful. I thought about getting the job done. I used to work in my office in Chicago till 10, 11 o'clock at night and get there at 7 o'clock in the morning. Never thought of the time. When I started my own business, I made an investment of $200. I was 24 years old in Terre Haute, Indiana, and I developed Wabash Advertising, and at the end of 1 year, we netted $1 million. I worked my way through school, so money was not given to me in a silver spoon. But the most important thing to me was get the job done. I was already in the advertising business, and so I also taught at Indiana University. And I taught in the School of Business as the only woman in those days for 6.5 years. There might be a class of 100, and there would be one woman. It was the time that women were not easily breaking the glass ceiling. It was the time when women were shy about speaking up and working hard. They worked hard, but they worked in the back room, and I used to tell them they'd come out front any time. I decided my husband was more important than my career. We moved to Marco Island, among the rosy spoonbills. It was soon after we arrived that he developed cancer, and he looked good. He had a wonderful attitude, but we just didn't make it. Even in those days, we laughed, we cared, we talked about dreams. I remember I told him that I couldn't live in the area unless there was more arts. He said, we'll do something about it. He asked me one day what I would do when he was gone. I said, I don't have to tell you. You just guess about that. And then I told him about an idea, because a small town cannot have many different buildings. They have to have something that covers the whole arts situation. And we didn't have a center for the arts. You couldn't put it on Marco Island. You had to put it in Naples. We didn't have any money, but I could use my advertising abilities, if I had any, to get that money, and I did. I had no children of my own. I'm sorry about that, but I have hundreds of children I call my own. When I built an orchestra, those children, those young people, are my family, and they still are. I've been very fortunate to team up with the Salvation Army, and they're letting me chair the youth center that we're doing for latchkey children. We have the land, we have the building, we're now going to gut the main building and build a gym. I have been so grateful to this wonderful community for seeing the need of 10,200 children who are latchkey children. I believe I have lived my life helping people, and I want to live my life to the last day in helping people achieve.